whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 269. Today is Saturday, August 28th. I don't know how I put Australian day, 29th. Well, 29th in Aussie land. And it's 2021. My goodness. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me for our 6th anniversary show are Nisi and Fair. Good morning, lovely ladies. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
And we are over in the Shadow Glen at the Moonwell. For those that want to come over, we are having a druid dance party, as you can see in the bottom screen, bottom right screen, for those looking at the live stream, or if you're looking at the video later on, those on the podcast, obviously, you know, it's too late, you can't see it, but yeah, everyone's over there, and all the druids, we've got a tree, we've got many druids, we've got some druids, everyone's here, so yeah, so we're just having a little dance party. It's 6 years that the podcast has been going. Wow. Oh my goodness, who'd have thought. Well, so we thought we'd do our 6 years is in the modern gift anniversary. When I looked it up, it was wood, so you know, what's better than the closest thing to wood that I could think of was wood, trees, druids. There you go. That's how we got to it. Hence why a druid dance party. So come on over to Wormrest Accord over in Shadow Glen, and we are up the back where the Moonwell is. Alrighty? Okay. So I thought that a good way for us to also have a chat, we've got lots of things to discuss, but we're going to have a little druid chat, because why not? Let's talk about druids as a class for challenge tunes. So let's start off with druids. We've got specs. What specs does a druid have? I do have a druid. She's a pacifist. So I don't care about anything other than not killing anything. So
that's a good thing to care about. Yeah.
So I'm very not prolific with what druids now do, because I don't care on my pacifist. I just want to be able
to care about all the ways to kill things.
No. Exactly. So okay, let's start off. Fair. What do we got? What specs do we have?
Well, got Balance, which is sometimes called Moonkin spec, which is a caster DPS. You have a heal over time. You can have stealth, which puts you into kitty form, but it's available to you as Balance. You have resto spec, which is also a caster DPS. You have some of the same spells as a Moonkin has, except without the higher level damage ones. So killing things takes a little slower, but you have a lot more heals, so you're harder to kill.
Yeah.
There's Feral is another spec, and right now, in the way specs are, that means kitty form. It's melee DPS, basically plays like a rogue. If you like to get in close and personal and claw it, or prey, that's the way to go. You have a heal available, but it throws you out of kitty at the moment when you use it.
Okay.
Pop back in. And then there's Guardian, which is bear form. And that's a tank spec. You have more health, and you kill things slower, but you are definitely harder to kill. You can swipe at things and bash them and things like that.
Nice.
I personally have never played Feral or bear Guardian specs, either ever or recently, but I was checking out Icy Veins, and they are highly recommending Guardian or Bear Spec for leveling 1 to 60. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's for normal toons who have talents and gear and stuff. I don't know if it's applicable to Irons, but it's always worth a try. I would not discount it.
Yeah.
I generally play Balance or Resto, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I mean, obviously, the good thing about your challenge tunes is you can change spec. So, you know, if you're not happy with one way of going, you can also always jump over to something else. Obviously, depending on what challenge you're doing, you don't want to probably go into something that's not going to be to work well with the challenges. All right. Okay. So, Nisi, any thoughts on spec wise with playing, or will we just go on to the pros and cons?
Really, I mean, everybody's gonna have their own preference for what spec they want to play, mm-hmm. and basically it's gonna boil down to trial and error to see what's gonna fit for you.
Yeah, very true. And yes, Chris, we know you main it. We know you main it, Drew. And I mean, there are plenty of people
Chris
around.
Is a bear expert, right?
She is a bear. She is a. So yeah, there are people around in the community that play druids for their mains, for a lot of their challenge tunes, etc. So again, you got any questions, just throw it out in the Discord, Twitter, Facebook, like wherever you want if you're unsure. But we're gonna talk about some pros and cons, because obviously we're used to people playing, like for me, the first thing I did was make a rogue. When I went horde side, I did try something different and I made the druid. So I was trying to expand myself out a little bit. So playing a druid across the challenges, do something a little bit different sometimes. It's fun. So pros and cons of playing a druid, and comparing that to the usual kind of hunter rogue, I didn't even look at the stats, but, I think you can think about all the tunes that we've had through 6+ years that the WoW Challenges is going. It's longer than that, but what else do what's probably the main? You'd have to say hunter, right across the board, has always been pretty much the most played class. Rogue, I don't know how far behind that the rogue would be, but hunter certainly has been a very standard for a lot of especially beginners to go with. So we wanted to look at the druid and versatility for druids and what they can bring to the table. So pros and cons, ladies, what have we got?
Well, I can speak about being an iron or a pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
I think Missy will tell us about how to be a bloodthirsty with a druid. pros, kind of across all the specs, you can be sneaky, which to me mm-hmm. is a nice advantage in any challenge that you're doing.
Yeah.
Prowl, which is your sneaky cat, is not as strong as a stealth as a rogue stealth, but and it has a longer cooldown.
Yep.
A hunter without talents has no sneaky options. So, mm-hmm. so it's a pro in that case. The other thing with your forms is druids get instant flight form. When you get flight, you just click your button and there it is.
Yeah.
Can't emphasize enough that that is sometimes a game changer. You can get out of trouble, and you can't do it in combat, but you can get out, in and out, and grab things. You can grab things from fort flight form, grab herbs, grab stuff off the ground. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You can Yeah, loot chest without landing.
Flight form is
chest hunter.
Awesome. Flight form is fantastic. We do love that.
We do. An overlooked kind of spell that druids have is teleport to Moonglade, which essentially gives you another hearth.
Yeah.
It's really nice when you're doing archaeology as a pacifist, because it pops you over to the other continent. Easy peasy.
Yep.
You can be on Eastern Kingdoms, but you see a nice dig site in Kalimdor, and you can just hop right over to Moonglade and grab it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice. And a healing. A rogue has a very limited heal. Hunter has a limited heal. Druids have a decent heal over time. Even in balance spec, it's decent. Once things start to get too hard to kill, you can switch to resto spec and you have more heals, which makes you slower to kill things, but harder to kill yourself.
Yeah.
So those are the pros that I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In terms of cons, really lousy crowd control. Roots is it. You can get entangling roots fairly early on. That will root a creature in place. It's nowhere near as useful as a rogue sap and blind or a hunter's freezing trap.
Yep.
Casters and ranged attackers do not care about it, so they'll continue to laugh at you and
hit you.
Kill you.
Yeah.
So that's something to be aware of. It's not a solution for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have limited escape options. If you're a night elf, you have Shadow Meld, which works most of the time, but sometimes it fails.
Yep.
Whereas rogues get banished, and hunters obviously have Feign Death, which they get very early on, and that's nice. You have Dash, which is comparable to a rogue sprint ability to get away, but that's kind of your last option, is run away, little girl.
Yeah. Which we often have to do.
We do.
And hope things leash. As we know, that not always happens.
For sure. So, Nisi, I don't want you to tell us about the blood standpoint, because I know it's different.
It's a little different. I mean, a lot of the pros and cons kind of traverse through all of the challenges, but there's a couple minor differences. So, I mean, a good pro is that there are actually 4 specs to choose from. You know, all the other classes have 3. So, I mean, you get that extra 4th option to figure out, you know, if you actually want to be more tanky or more DPS-y. So, I will say between the 4 specs, as far as Bloodthirsty is concerned, I've never really played Cat recently. I've tried it in the past and didn't like it. I've heard a lot of mixed feelings about Cat. That's something you're going to have to figure out on your own if you want to be a kitty or not. I only use kitty when I'm trying to get somewhere in a hurry. So. But, you know, it's there as for the options. I think my favorite specs for Bloodthirsty are going to be Guardian and Resto. Mm-hmm. Guardian makes you a little bit more tanky. You can take a few more hits. If something goes wrong, you know, you can have 2 mobs on you and you're fine. Do better with 2 actually to help keep your rage up. But that's going to be something that you're going to have to feel out for yourself. And then Resto, you know, you get all of the heals ever that you could possibly want.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's a good choice between all of those mixed together. And like Fair said, you do get Prowl. And that will throw you into cat form. You can use that no matter what spec you pick. Mm-hmm. So if you go bear and you just have the prowl button on your bar, it will turn you into cat while it's active, but you don't have to be cat to use it.
Yep.
And so you can kind of use that in situations where you're like, I'm just gonna squeak by here. Don't look at me. I mean, you do have to worry about, is the mob gonna see me? But usually as Bloodthirsty, you're not doing much sneaking. You're doing more constant killing as you move.
Yeah.
So that's going to be situational. But that was one minor pro.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically kind of the same pros that Fair talked about. They do kind of traverse across all of them. For cons, it's a lot harder to get out of combat as a druid than like a rogue or a hunter, because you don't have vanish. If you are a night elf druid, you might have, you know, shadow meld might work if the situation's right. Shadow meld can sometimes not fit the situation, like if you have a dot ticking on you or something, or if you move too soon because you're in a panic and the aggro hasn't fully dropped yet. So it can be situational and take some practice to figure out when that can be used. But it's very different than like a feign death or a vanish. And those, you know, you can use a lot more often. And there's more situations where it can be used. And also, like hunters and rogue, well, hunters at least, you know, they've got the feigned death. They also have a pet. So, you know, you don't have the pet to help you and to play distraction.
You're your own pet, you know, as sacrifice. A druid. Basically.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you can't leave the hunter pet. The hunter pet, you can say, okay, I'll be back later.
Go.
You have fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
go. Go kill.
Yeah. I'll be back to res you, don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, not that I've done that ever, but.
No. None of us have.
No. And, you know, you do get the freezing traps on the hunters, but you don't get on the druids. So, I mean, getting away is a little bit stickier.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely want to use dash as one of your get me out of here buttons. But, you know, there are more crowd control options. You know, rogue has sap and blind and distract, and you don't get that with the druid, you get root.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not going to help you much. And one super minor picky con from me, and this is strictly just me, is that since druids learn travel form, I am constantly forgetting to go train riding at the riding trainer. So I'll be like, oh, let me vendor, and I go to open my vendor mount and I don't have riding, and I'm like, crap. And so I will constantly forget to do that, like, mm-hmm. several levels in a row. But that's just one minor con for me.
That's funny, because I've done that. Obviously not played a huge amount of druids, but I have done that. Yes. All right. Okay. So going by, what's Chris say? Yes. She wants a gnome druid. She needs that to be a thing now, please. Yes. Okay. So healing in bear kitty form gets you out of the form without a talent. All right. Dave's going to dedicate leveling. Okay. Dedicate to the show. Alright, we can see how long he's going to survive. Alright, go Dave. You can do this. You can do this. Alright, excellent. Alright, so what have we got for challenges that are good as a druid? I know both of you have touched on the fact, fair, obviously you focus on your passies and irons, Nisi focus more on bloodthirsties, that's gross. Let's really talk about the challenges, because obviously they're our main three and we've got trackability for them. So what's the good thing about pacifists that druids, like I said, I've got a horde druid, so passy. Why did I go horde? Because, you know,
that's a very good question. Why did you go
horde?
I mean, Tauren. If you're gonna go horde, maybe not Tauren. I have a Tauren pacifist, and she's sitting around waiting to get to level 10 so she can cook a fish. You have like
slow gloves. Slow.
You can't prowl. Yeah.
Yeah. It certainly was. Hang on, I went AFK. I've got to go back to dancing. Yeah, it's definitely a whole different, very black and white, night and day. Leveling my night elf rogue pacifist compared to leveling the Tauren druid pacifist, so very, very different. So very, very different. But at the same stage, they both have, you know, it was interesting to see both sides. And I did enjoy it. But The horde was a bit more like this. It was a bit like banging your head against a brick wall. So all right, let's talk about. So pacifist, fair. Why is druid good?
I like it. That was my first pacifist, was a druid.
Mm-hmm.
It would be helpful to have stronger crowd control, no question about that. I didn't miss it as much until I'd played a rogue as an option. But yeah. And in the old days, back in those days, you got prowl a lot earlier.
Mm.
That I miss having to wait till a mid-teens to be able to sneak. So that's kind of a con for pacifist, pacifist druids. But the bottom line is, later on, instant flight is wonderful for herbing,
mm-hmm.
Chest hunting. You do have to land to mine, but whatever.
Yep.
And teleport Moonglade for archaeology is something that's a real time saver in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I like pacifist druids. They just have the crowd control as a limitation to me.
Yeah. You got to be a bit more picky, really.
Yeah, especially when you're young and you don't want to run away a lot.
Mm.
Some people don't mind running away. You know, grab a note and run. That's not my play style. It works for other people. So.
Yeah. And if you misclick, if you miss time... Like, you're literally dead. I must admit, I'm the same. I kind of look and watch and think, okay, can I do it? If I can't do it, I like fly away, run away. Yeah. don't try.
Some nodes are not for you.
No. Yes.
All are for you.
Yes.
And it's hard to walk away from a flower or some nice copper or whatever. But I'm living to mine another day.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, you know, I like playing druid pacifists.
Mm-hmm.
I've had druid iron mans as well, which I also like. It's not the easiest class as an iron. Early on, you can kill things just fine in pretty much any spec you pick.
Yep.
And it gets harder fairly soon. I usually start as balance and switch to resto.
Mm-hmm.
When it becomes obvious that killing is not going to be on the table for a whole lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to resto, but still do some things with killing as long as I can.
Yeah.
For balance, the procedure is pretty much root and then shoot them. Entangling roots are great for anything but casters and ranged attackers.
Mm-hmm.
So you root, attack almost till the end of roots. Heal if you need to. Reroot, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Keep going. And it can make for long fights, but it gets you there. And as things get hard, you wind up doing more chest hunting. What can I say? And non-violent quests, so it doesn't hurt to know the non-violent quest options that you learned when you were a pacifist.
Yeah, that's true.
Pick up stuff off the ground, that's great. Mm-hmm. Always a good one. Swoop in and grab it. Get out.
That is true. Alrighty, excellent. Well, you know, that's, again, it's something for people to try. Nisi, for bloodthirsties, what do we got?
Druid is okay, and some specs are definitely better than others. I actually am running two druids, the one I haven't touched in a while, but the one I've touched more recently is Guardian, and I do think Guardian is a good option for, mm-hmm. for bloodthirsty. Rod was saying there isn't a heal that doesn't pop you out of bear form, but there is one that you get eventually. It's got a longer cooldown
where
it'll let you stay in bear form. It's kind of like a hot, so it's you definitely want to use it where you need it. You don't want to mm-hmm. just use it because you use it. So it takes a little bit to get used to it, but you know, it is an option eventually.
Yep.
And I actually prefer bear, and I guess Rusta would be my second, because I can kill stuff.
Frenzied regeneration, Chris says. Yeah. It's called. Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of spells, so, you know. I'm lucky Frenzy. I know what day it is. But yeah, I mean, it's not bad, and, you know, Boomkin, I did get a Boomkin to 113. When 120 was the max, and I gotta say, Sunfire is not the best spell. Any spell that's gonna have a chance of multi-hitting a target is not a good spell.
Mm.
And not realizing that there's more than one mob where you're pulling is also not good. So
I took it off my bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that happened to you. I took it off my bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely have to open with Moonfire and let it come to you in an open area and then hope that nothing spawns next to you. But, you know, Boomkin doesn't really have good healing. They get one heal that's a hot.
Yep.
And if you're going to run yourself dry on mana trying to keep yourself going, I did it. Not realizing what was going on. And I'm like, what was the damage? And didn't realize something was still attacking me because I thought I killed it and there was another one, but it was above my head, so I couldn't see it. So I really don't prefer Boomkin for Bloodthirsty. I think you're probably gonna get yourself into more trouble. Cat's probably gonna be very iffy, but you know, if you know Cat and you're comfortable in Cat, it could be a different situation. So I would definitely go with either Guardian, where you can take the hit, or Resto, where you've got some more healing options.
I mean, again, you've got four specs that if people aren't sure, like, go try, give one a go and see, you know, and if you're not comfortable with it, you've got three others that you can try, and depending on what challenge you're doing, biggest thing, like Zaya says in the chat room, AoE are tricky. Best to not have those spells on your bar, as we know. You know, only put the spells up that you really are going to want to have. And, you know, if you can hotkey or keybind your, what we like to call our oh shit buttons, like your shadow melds or your vanishes or your, you know, the get out of kind of spells, if you've got that, you know, like keybind it, hotkey it to whichever. I know for me, right across on my challenge tunes, every single solitary setup is the same. I've just got to hit my bottom thumb on my mouse. That's the hotkey for, like, get out of danger. So I make sure that every single challenge tune is set up in that kind of way. So then I'm not doing the whole, where did I put it? You know, because there's nothing worse than if you've not set up your bars properly and you go to hit it and it's not there. It's like, it's not good. So you know, these are all the little things also to think about. But druids are very versatile. They've got lots of different things that you can do. So we suggest that in celebration of our 6th anniversary, if you want to try something different, 6th is wood, trees equals druid. So I say, go make yourself a little druid and give it a go with one of the challenges. And so thank you, ladies. Thank you both for your input on that. Thank you, chat room, for your input as well. We do appreciate that. All right. Now, let's talk about... Now, hang on. Before I forget, I did put it down later, but I'll say it now. Dave says it's his son, Oliver, who is in Sydney, his birthday today. So happy birthday to Oliver. Hang on, where's my little celebration? Here we go. Let's do this one. There we go. Happy birthday to Oliver. Congratulations, Dave. Happy birthday to your son. So yeah, I hope he's having a good day. Hope you get to talk to him later, maybe. I don't know, but yeah, we'll celebrate with you as well. So yeah. All right, our weeks in WoW. Ladies, what have we got? Fair, how are you going? How's it go?
This is probably the shortest list from me ever.
I know. I'm like,
I know.
What?
I looked at it and said, oh, dear, didn't I really do anything else? But actually, no, I was doing scout things. I scouted a rogue through the maw. And when that worked, I took a live iron rogue through the maw.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, it's a fair lyric. Night Elf Rogue, she's level 52 now. Happily
nice.
Ensconced in Ardenfield.
Excellent. Yes. Well done. Was it that whole sitting there with bated breath, even though you did the scout, was it still nerve-wracking actually taking the live tune?
It's stress, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit. Mm.
I made sure that I was not the only person in the maw at the
yep.
time.
Yep.
In fact, waited till that was the case because I don't like being in there alone.
Yes.
It's nice to have the occasional wandering paladin or somebody just kind of knocking off a few things along the way. Whatever. Yeah, I did okay. The behavior of the mobs in the maw in terms of aggro seems to be back to what it was really in the expansion.
Yeah.
The escort quests were not aggro generating for me.
Okay.
The only times I got aggro was one time there was an ad during a fight, and another time one of the moss spawn decided to spawn on top of me.
Mm-hmm. As they do.
They do that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just being careful, staying stealth, avoiding the white stuff on the ground as best I could.
Nice. But you made it. You're in Bastion.
Yeah, I made it. Only had to vanish three times, I think.
Wow. So. Only three. Cool. Oh, that's good. All right.
Yep.
So you're over in Bastion. Slender. Yep.
I'm actually in Ardenweald.
Ardenweald? Okay.
Threads of Fate.
Yep.
Joined the Night Fae.
So nice.
There I am.
Okay.
I've been in Bastion.
Yep.
Doing quests and stuff. So. Yeah. I can fly, so that helps.
Yay! Yes. That's very nice.
No, I did some cooking and fishing, but on pacifist, but nobody actually danged.
Mm-hmm. But still, huge effort to get the iron through more. So
yeah,
well done! Yay!
And in fact, as a rogue, I'll just mention this. I know the outlaw spec is the popular rogue spec. I don't personally feel comfortable in it, except for hunting chests. I did this as subtlety.
Mm-hmm.
My daggers were like level 32 fish fillet knives.
Yep.
So killing wasn't really a big priority.
Nice.
It won't be, but because there really are no higher level gray daggers.
Yeah.
Which is required for sub-spec.
Okay.
But that's the spec I'm comfortable with. I know my utility skills in that spec.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
it's all you do.
When I switch back to that spec.
Yeah. And what is it? Is it Outlaw that at 58 on passing?
Yeah, Outlaw, you have to change it.
Change.
58 on passing, yes.
Yeah, because of the whole.
That spell that starts.
Yeah.
Giving you free attacks or whatever.
The evasion proc or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's, but look, you play what you're comfortable with. Some people are very good at, like, I suck at rogue. It makes no difference. I've never been a rogue fan. So for me to take a night elf rogue as a pacifist was like, yay, I don't need to kill anything because I can't rogue. I can't rogue. So, you know,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the rogue that forgets to go into stealth and I'm like, why isn't this button showing?
Oh, I love going in the stealth. That's fantastic. I constantly, whenever I was on the road, going, my warlock needs stealth. Like, it's not fair. I want stealth
exactly.
As a warlock.
My mage wants stealth really bad. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's a little bit fun. So, all right. Okay, Nisi, how did your week go on you, Dave?
I just can't, Dave. What? hold on. Before that, Fair, what level were you when you entered the mall?
I was 51.
51. Okay. Nice.
I'm still puttering around on my iron. I'm afraid to do anything on here right now. I'm going to wait till the next holiday.
Yeah, I hit 52 during the mall.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well done.
So, yes, very well done. I will say, I did notice when I took my mage through the mall a week or two ago, that the escort seemed to be back to launch level aggro.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they stealthily sorted it. I never saw anything in patch notes about them adjusting it. So
okay.
It seems back to what it was at launch when it was better.
Yeah, the NPCs were doing their jobs of getting and holding aggro.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Yay.
Very much so. So I got 4 Bloodthirsties leveled this week, along with questioning my sanity. I've got the monk, who's in Mistweaver spec, to level 34.
Mm-hmm.
I got my holy priest to 46. I got the frost mage to 52. She's now officially in Bastion killing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've got the rogue to an outlaw spec to 57. So I've got 2 of my slowest classes in Bastion right now, and I'm like, why? What am I doing? So I'm not sure if I'm going to keep leveling them together at the moment, but we'll see.
Yeah. And again, you've got them in 2 spots for your grinding, or are they both kind of in the same spot that you just... giving yourself time when you jump between them?
That's dependent on how many mass pulling bear druid leather farmers happen to be in Bastion at the same time as me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my beginning loop last night on my mage, and partway through my grinding time, someone showed up and started pulling everything. There was nothing for me to kill, so I had to move over to the same section that the rogue was in. I will say the frost mage at 52 was handling the mobs that do gore pretty well.
Okay.
Better than I was expecting. I guess the frost shield was helping deal with that a bit.
Yeah.
But she certainly was handling a little better at 52 than the rogue. We'll see how that continues. I will say at 56, when I tried to go kill a 60, out there on the rogue, it wasn't going to happen, so I had to do a level of green mobs. Now, what I'm killing on the rogue in my intermediate section out there, the mobs are still green at 57, so I'm thinking I'm going to have to do another level of green mobs.
Oh.
That when I hit 58, I can kill the 60s.
Oh. What's the name?
Yeah.
I completely forgot. What's the name of the little pet tree? What's it? Oh, I can't think of it. I'm having mental...
Sproutling.
That, hang on. Might help if Leda, presses the right buttons. Sproutling. Okay, which one do I want? There we go. Yes, that's the one I want. I knew there was one.
There's another one called Withers.
Withers, yes.
G-R-S. He's the one who likes to be near water.
Okay. Oh, maybe we should do what... I wonder if that will... Hang on. Let me get Withers. Where are we? There we go. Let's summon him up. Who's dead in the water? Someone. Okay. I don't know where mine is. I can't see mine. Oh. Guess what? I fell off. Okay, that's it. Alright, we're gonna just hop here because it took me too long to go. Alright, Withers is with me. There we go. Alright, let's go. There we go. Everyone's there. We can see everyone. There we go. Everyone's having bear dancing. There's lots of fun going on. Excellent. Thanks, guys, for all coming over. Blossoming Ancient. Thank you, Chris. That was another one. I went tree. Like, you just think, it's a tree. So I typed in tree. What comes up? Nothing. And
yeah,
I'm like,
it's very weird on the
what's, what? It's like, what's that called? So thank you guys, because that's perfect. I just couldn't think. And I kept thinking, tree, surely there's one's got tree in the name, but no. No. All right. Okay. Thank you both. And congratulations. That's awesome. So happy for you, Fair, to get your iron through to the mall. That is...
I was so relieved.
That is... Yes. Yay.
I promised I would do it after I got Fariona.
Yeah.
To Max. And so I had to do it.
We are so happy and proud of you. So that is fantastic. Nisi, again, leveling machine, bloodthirsty, honestly. Two tunes in Bastion. I don't envy you any of that.
I don't
either. So, you know, again, leveling machines that you both are just phenomenal with what you do with your tunes. So congratulations to both of you. All I did, and again, it's kind of been a little bit of a rough week, but I am four bubbles from both passies dinging. So I've been doing the dailies. Wow. Been doing the dailies in Thunderbuff, been doing the dailies in Stormwind. We're four bubbles. We did have some fun. The other, when was it? A couple of days ago, when I was doing the Rock Lobster on the Night Elf Passy, and I was getting a bit concerned because every time I go over there, I'm like, "There's no sharks. What's going on?" And I kept thinking, "Am I phased? Am I something?" But they did turn up when I took a lower level, so maybe I just happened to be there after people had killed them. It was really weird because I'd done that daily like four times in the last 2 weeks. No sharks. Because I swam around and I'm like going, there's no sharks. What's going on? There's always sharks in Stormwind Harbor. Where are the sharks?
You know, when we went
to test it, yeah. I had to sit there for a minute weird. After I got out in the water. And then I finally started to see them load in.
Yeah.
So I don't know if somebody else had just killed them or if they were just... phasing was being
don't, yeah.
I don't know, but I would always assume that they're there.
Yeah. And that's why I was like going, okay, have they changed things down here? Because the big Passy, she's like every single time I'm, you know, and I'm swimming around and I'm like, there's nothing. They're not here. What's going on? But I hopped on the baby Passy to test and, you know, I swam. I picked up two, maybe three of the cages. And sure enough, two were coming straight towards me. And I was like, okay, they're there. So, again, if you're doing, you know, if you're doing that daily in Stormwind, be very careful. Otherwise, go over to Darnassus, you know, for passies is probably a bit more friendly. I just like hanging out in Stormwind. That's where my passy is. So, she's just staying there. It's just easier.
That lobster thing on the rogue passy. I sapped one and blinded one shark when I had to finish up.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely ways and means, but yeah, I was starting to be like, there's no sharks in Stormwind. This is really weird. So yes, but we all know that the most favorite thing in Stormwind, just it loves Chris. You know, our favorite crocolis.
I have not seen that since.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. So I have not even seen any rares. I think I spoke about this last week. I've been on various places with some different levels tunes. My silver dragon and NPC scanners. Nothing stinging, and I'm like, really? Everyone's over here killing, or I don't know what's going on. So, I thought it was a bit weird. So I says saw the sewer beast a few days ago. Scales now. It does love Chris. We do know that it waits very patiently for her, quite often. But yeah, just remember. Be very careful in Stormwind. Make sure that you look before getting close to the canal because it can be around. So, so that's my PSA announcement. Stormwind, be careful of sewers. Sewer Beast will jump up and, you know, eat you, as we know does happen.
Yeah,
okay.
It does jump out of the canal.
It does. It does, yes. It's not pretty. It's pretty much like Lake Placid if you've ever seen that or, you know, refer to maybe Jaws, if you've seen. Anyway, yeah, it's not pretty. It is. Lake Placid is hugely hilarious. I love that movie. Okay, let's have a look. Where's my news? All right, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
We have got some news. All right. First off, so I've given you ladies a couple things because, you know, just to share out, even it out, because why not? Because I can. But I'll take the first one, which is to remind everyone there will be no show next week because it is Father's Day and I'm just not going to do a show. So, yeah. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. All right. So no show next week, Father's Day. Go celebrate. If you're celebrating, celebrate yourself. If you have to, like, whichever. Celebrate with us. We will celebrate with you as well. So yeah, we'll just have a little celebration for all the things. All right. So if you can be with your loved ones or talk to them, that's always a good thing to do. All right. Okay. Niecy, what else have we got that's newsworthy?
Okay, so this is coming up while there is no show, or it's going to be in between the next show. Mm-hmm. Trial of Style will be on August 31st. This is your friendly reminder that this is not allowed for your challengers.
Mm-hmm, not allowed.
Scenario situation, transmogging. Half of you can't transmog anyway because your group's not green. And yep. The green ones, you can't because you have to group up with people. So, no, leave it to your regular character.
Mm-hmm. As much as it is good fun, you know, but it is not challenger friendly, so don't do it at all. Hey, Cozzy. Cozzy come to say hi. No, he's gone. Okay. All right, Fair. What else have we... Fair, what else have we got?
Fair announces the Dark Moon Fair. Starts on September 5th, mm-hmm. running through September 11th. Starting kind of late this month, but there it is.
Yep.
Definitely a good thing if you have a new tune and need to get bags. You can mm-hmm. get your free 16-slot bag and some chunks of gold.
Some gold.
Right? Go mm-hmm. in there.
Show me the money.
Pacifist, you can be sure to do the monthly profession quests
mm-hmm.
at the fair, which now give full experience. For a while they were not, but now they are doing that again. You
Yay.
Don't need any skill points. You can start. You can learn a skill. You can go do the quest.
Yay. I know. Thank goodness.
And you get 5 profession points for doing it, plus the experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Plus you can get more tickets, which means that you can go buy and sell back bags, get a bit more gold. Like, there's a couple of ways that you can do things. So yeah, if you need some gold to buy some, you know, buy yourself some vendor gear or get your profession training or things like that.
More bags,
definitely helpful. All right, excellent. Thank you for that. Niecy, I left this one to you because I figured this would be easier.
That.
All right, yeah. Okay, so what else have we got that's coming?
It's a little wordy. So,
yes.
we saw something very, very exciting. They are announcing new quality of life alt things coming into the game soon with 9.1.5.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so excited that they are adding a moss skip. You mm-hmm. have no idea. This opens up a lot more options for several challengers. It may give passies the chance to get out into Shadowlands and pick stuff, because we have noticed from our mains and on testing, the hostiles aren't spawning when we're looting the ore and the herb nodes. So,
yeah,
you know, it means that passies may not be locked to archaeology once that comes in, and that is fantastic. So I may have found the will to get back on my pacifist once this comes in. Now, for irons that are a little, you know, unsure of them all, that would be also a great option because you guys can quest. Now,
yep.
Bloodthirsties, this is going to be a sticky situation. you may not be able to partake in this for a few reasons, mainly because these things usually give credit for multitudes of quests and not just the one physical one that you're doing, if this is actually considered a quest. We don't know yet. Testing will have to be done, and testing will also have to be done to make sure it is in fact safe for pacifists, that nothing gets kill credit or anything weird.
Going to check for sure.
We will do testing on this as soon as we're able to. We may not say, hey, go do this until it hits live, because PTR can sometimes be a little PTR-ish.
Is it on PTR yet or not yet?
Zaya said it's coming to PTR soon.
Okay, all right, so
yeah, we definitely have to test this. Don't do it until Lita says go do it. But, you know, it may be just for certain class or for certain challengers, excuse me, bloodthirsty, you may have to just stick with the status quo because that's not going to flag you. We'll see what happens there. Eventually you may be able to partake in it, but we'll have to see what happens.
All right.
But definitely good news for pacifists and for squishy irons.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so fingers crossed. So what we'll do is, if anyone is into wanting to go test this and, you know, has access to PTR when it comes up, if you've got any findings, like, write them all down, send them through to us, whether it's on Discord, whichever. Like, we're always interested to see what you come up. Obviously, PTR is not final, but it's good to at least get some heads up as we go to see how things are playing along with challenge tunes, etc. So any of you guys out there that want to, you know, do some testing, play on the PTR with the skips and these things available, you know, document what you can and send it through to us, because we, one, would love to hear how your experience goes, to see what you find, compare that then with the notes that we get, because there are quite a few of us that will be jumping into PTR to test this stuff. So it's good to get a collective, like a range of collective of people's experience. Tell us what tunes you've used, etc. You know, so we know, you know, you did this on a rogue iron or a passy rogue or druid or whichever, so at least we know how things are looking, we can kind of start getting prepared. All right, but
the more data, the better.
Exactly, the more we know. Mind you, sometimes it's a bit like we had all these things and then live comes out and you're like, you did what?
Do that before.
Yeah, fun and games. But, you know, at least if we can somewhat be prepared to a degree, it is useful. At least then we're not going in blind. And I think as much as is, you know, it can be fun to walk in blind when you're on a challenge tune, we don't like that. On a main, sure, go for it. You don't care if you, you know, fall off from various places multiple times while you fall asleep at the computer. That's fine. But on a challenge tune, you don't want to do that. So, you know, so again, just see how that goes. All right. Now, a reminder. Hang on. Let me check. I don't know if I kept this. Oh, hang on. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. I do heart you all, you know that. I've got things and stuff everywhere. I'm just trying to remember where I put the things and stuff. Okay, hang on. Let me just put this back up here. All right. So just to cover the screen for the dancing for a moment, just a reminder, we have got the WoW Challengers Fashion Show 2021. All the details are, let me copy and paste, we'll put over here. No, it might help. Oh, of course. Lita pressed the wrong button. Good one, Lita. So don't forget, there is a post up on the website about the WoW Challengers Fashion Show for everyone who wants to participate. Big reminder, screenshots, those that are entering, please get them into me by September 9th. Ready for the show on the 11th, because I need to have them set up. And if you remember last year, I had the little, you know, this little slide presentation, so hopefully I'd want to be able to do that again. But, you know, I have to work through how it all works, so I can't just do that as I'm live or whichever. So I like to have things set up. So that's the WoW Challenges fashion show. And any questions, please, you know, ask the mods, ask us, send through the questions, etc. We do appreciate that. And we would love some entries. So thanks, Dave. We did see that one, didn't we, Nisi? The Black Mage Warlock Floozy.
Yes.
That's what we shall call it. Excellent. All right, now the other thing is, and again, because we're going to be away next week, that September 7th through to the 9th, we do have a Spreadshirt promo for free standard shipping. Okay, so if anyone's interested in getting any, you know, cool WoW Challenges merchandise, please pop over there. And the links are on the website, etc., all there. Okay. All right. If that is an entry, please email the link. Yes. Link, please. That would be good. We have to check all these things, Dave. Need to make sure and keep your tune in that outfit from the 9th to the 11th, because we need to verify that it is all correct. All right. Okay. Now, just a couple of things that I wanted to mention is just a couple of things that have happened to some of our wonderful people that are involved with the show. So I want to send out huge condolences to Zaya on the passing of his father. So hugs to you, Zaya, and to your family as well. And the other thing, and I'm trying very hard not to lose it because it's still a little bit raw, and I'm probably going to lose it, but we got through, I think it was yesterday, passing of Epic Insanity. So he's been a great supporter of our show, of me, of Stone over the years, of all the things that we've done. And obviously he did our intro for many, many years. So I just want to say to his family and friends who probably won't listen to this, but to all you guys that know him, spent wonderful time with him in BlizzCon back in 2018. He was a wonderful friend, and gonna miss him a lot. So, to both of you, to Zaya and to Epic's family and friends, we just say, you know, our condolences, and we're here. If you need anything, please reach out. It's just a rough time. We understand that, but we love and appreciate everything that you guys do while you're here. And please, you know, if you need a hand with anything, no matter what it is, if you just want a shoulder to lean on or whichever, please just, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us. But we're gonna, I feel this one particularly rough. So I nearly wasn't gonna do the makeup. I knew this was gonna happen. But anyway, all right, let's go on, because otherwise I'm gonna be a blubbering mess. Let's do the chit chat. Where are we?
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
Okay, we have got where's the bumper?
Ezzy's pun.
I didn't color code it. Sorry. Nisi, do you want to take... Okay, whoever. Excellent. Thank you.
All right, which one do you want, Fair?
I'll just go ahead with Ezzy's.
Okay.
This is from Ezzy's Pun Vault. What do you get if you put a duck in a cement mixer? Quacks in the pavement.
Of course we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright. Excellent. Alright, next one. What else do we got?
So, from Dave's words of wisdom, did you know on the Canary Islands there is not one canary? And on the Virgin Islands, the same thing. Not one canary.
Yep. 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 Thanks, Dave. We do appreciate that. Alrighty. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Oh, I did. Okay. I did something. Sorry. Excuse me. Oh. Right. Now, I did make a couple of things. I was going with, as you can see, I was going with the whole Night Elf druid makeup. I've got my little druidy hair pieces, some roses in the hair. I've got little double pigtails at the back like the Night Elves have. So I was very busy. I've even got like a druidy flowery shirt on. So I was trying to be very druid-esque Night Elf. However, I did do a little bit of baking this week, and I bought some stuff to show. And this was in honor of, it's not Night Elf and it's not Tom Jewel, but it was in a little bit of honor for Epic, because he was a horde man through and through. He always will be. But I don't know if you can see. These are my For the Horde cookies. So yeah, I haven't got anything alliance-wise at the moment. But definitely can use this. This is for also for Halloween. Halloween's coming, people. You know we're gonna do something for Halloween. But yeah, little skulls. I like my little skulls, so we made those into some horde ones. So I need to find something alliance wise so I can do some little sugar cookies up in alliance for
some alliance
something. Yeah, maybe have to have a look. I mean, there's animals, but excuse me, when you think alliance, I don't know about you guys, but when I think alliance, I do fully think of, you know, that the lion's head. Like, that is just one of the iconic things. So I'm gonna have to probably find some kind of interpretation.
Maybe there's like a Disney cookie cutter or something from Lion King or something.
Well, maybe
not like a daisy cookie cutter, and then just, you know, icing it to put a lion's face on it or something.
Yeah, I'm still learning royal icing. Like, I didn't think I did. I think I did better than I did with those. I was expecting them to be a complete and utter mess. Because royal icing is very, very finicky to play around with. I think so. If you've got any ideas of like what might be a good cookie cutter type designs and that, send them through. I'd like to know, because I want to get a couple of different things. But, you know, why not? Let's incorporate as many things as we can with baking and World of Warcraft. As you guys know, I do that quite regularly, which is good. Dalaran Brownie, I did have some for you all to share, but it's level 27. Blizz, please stop with these levels on food.
I'm going around offering trades for the delicious chocolate cake, which doesn't seem to have a level requirement. I can't set it out. It's not group thing anymore. It's like individual ones.
Individual.
It makes you happy if you eat it.
Does make... Oh, yes, I'll have one. Hang on, where are we? Can I have one? Please. I will have one. Here we go. Hang on. Turn around so I can see. Yeah, no, gone by that. It's not coming to anything. Excellent. Thank you. Let's have one of those. Hang on. I'll hop out of the water, because then I can't see what's going on. All right. Open my bag. See, look, I bought Dalaran brownie guys, and they're all 27, and the Tasty Cupcakes 27. So I'm really disappointed with that. Because also, don't go and buy things. There we go. Sparkles. I'm shooting off fireworks.
A happy buff, too.
It does. It is super cute. All right. I'm going to hop over. Hang on. I need to be able to swing the, so everyone can see. Sorry, I'm swinging my camera around as you do. There we go. All right. And thank you everyone for coming down and having a bit of a dance with us at the dance party. Do appreciate that, guys. Thank you. That's really lovely. Okay, I think we've covered all the things. So I think it's time to do the stuff. All right, who's taking Fair? Do you want to do the Iron Elite for me?
Okay, let me grab that.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Anonymous Cheerer.
You want to?
Anonymous, thank you.
All of our Iron Elites who help us keep everything alive and running. And they are Eliandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sil, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, someone named Fair, Gaston, Chris W, Lorena Mar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Ms. Charming, Nisi, Rud, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Swords. Thank you all.
We do greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for the support that everyone gives us through the community, through those being here today to help celebrate our 6th anniversary. My gosh, when Stone and I started the podcast although 6 plus years ago, because obviously there was a couple of practice stuff, there was months of, you know, working things out, and yeah, still, you know, here we are. I'm still here doing this show 6 years later, which is, you know, which is amazing. So thank you all for your support, no matter where you are here, you know, on US servers, on the EU servers, in Discord, listening to the podcast, watching through Twitch. Guys, thank you. We do heart you so much for supporting us in the community. Thank you so much. All right, and Stir and myself want to thank our wonderful mods for all the things you guys do. As you know, I may say this every week, but it really means a lot that the mods that we have for WoW Challenges are amazing. Hang on, I've got to get my fingers. I can't do it. I'm looking at things. Fair down there, Nisi there. Those in the chat room, Chris, you know, Zaya. We, obviously, we cannot. Words sometimes, I'm going to get too emotional if I say it. Anyway. To all of them, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you for all the things you do, because I may say it every week, and it may seem like these are words, but truly from me to you guys, for the things that you do to help me out, it's, you know, I can't replace that, because you guys are awesome, so thank you so much. Thank you also to our Code Wardens. Thank you for that. To everyone who's been here on Twitch, thank you for hanging out with us. Again, it's wonderful to see people down here. Our trees, our bears, the fireworks, having a little bit of fun. Thank you guys for for being here for that, and we do appreciate that. So now, again, there will be no show next week, so I will be back on Saturday, September 11 at 7 p.m. Eastern. I will not be wearing this Night Elf Druid makeup then. We might be somewhat normal, as normal as I get at times. So,
does that apply to any of us?
I was going to say, probably not. So Saturday, September 11th, okay, at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, no show next week, all right? Nisi and Fair, thank you both so much for being here and sharing. One, in our celebrations. Two, talking about our druids. Three, being here on our little druid dance party and for helping me get things sorted with the fireworks, with the cake. Thank you so much, Fair, for organizing, getting the celebration chocolate, the celebration cake. Do appreciate that, and Nisi helping out as well.
Always a good excuse to have a cake.
There is never. What was the one of my favorite things is a party without a cake is just a meeting. So
well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So we do, and I am, as we all know, I'm a huge advocate for any cupcakes. Cakes, slices, brownies, so all things, sugar cookies, as we've got, got sugar cookies. That's the last. I took up a whole heap to upstairs of hearts and some skulls, and I haven't been up there since I took them up last night. I'm gonna guess there's probably none left. This is the last lot, which I'm going to share with my husband. So the family's not getting that. My husband and I will eat the last lot. So they're our little treat to have. So thank you both for all the things that you've done. I do really greatly appreciate that and the help in particular for today, but also for all the other things that you guys do. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you? Fair, let's start off with you. Where can they find you? Other than right here.
Right here in Chow Vessel, right? Mm. I'm on Discord as Fair, and also on the forums. I'm Fair Estella there. And I'm in the guild or my support.
Mm-hmm.
As Fair anything.
Pretty much like, yep. Do who? If you see Fair, that's normally her. So, so if you need invites into the guild, things like that, don't forget to check, see who's online and whisper. Let us know for those coming over to Wormrest Accord on US service. And just be patient. Sometimes we're busy. Sometimes we could be AFK, those sorts of things. Or fighting mobs.
Fewer people now than sometimes, but there's some morning crew and then there's some late night people.
Yes.
I tend to be late night myself.
But. Yes. Guildfinder is activated on Wormrest. Okay. Excellent. There's no level requirement to get into the guild, Dave. You can join at level one. So
once you join, everybody can invite. So.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Alright, you can find me on Discord. It's Nisi, N-I-S-E-Y, and then in parentheses, Nisi, K-N-E-E-S-E, hashtag 4863. You can find me on Twitch, streaming a few days a week, NisiBGN over there, Twitter, at NisiBGN, and we do have a YouTube channel as well that we archive most of the live streams at, and that is also NisiBGN.
Absolutely. Pretty much like Nisi BGN everywhere. That's her. Which is great. All right. Don't forget wowchallenges.com for all of your bits and pieces. All right. So the website is there. You can get information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. Everything's over there, as well as if you want to get episodes to listen to the podcast back, or don't have time to watch the live stream, and you can check out the YouTube once the video's up. We also are on Google Play, iTunes, and Spotify and Stitcher Radio. So if you want to check those out, go for it. Chris, thank you. You're a sweetheart. Thank you very much. That is very, very sweet. And yes, apparently Kerry Bakes does do awesome gingerbread. So, yeah, I've got some thoughts for some gingerbread this year. Christmas, first off, Halloween's coming, which is yay. And then Christmas is coming. Guys, we're nearly at September. Where's this year gone?
What the hell happened?
I don't know. Like, it's nearly the end of August, which means we're nearly into September, which means Halloween's here, which means Christmas is here. Then Happy New Year.
I'm not ready for Christmas yet.
It's crazy. Anyway, don't forget, if you want to contact the show, send in your entries for the WoW Fashion, the WoW Challenges Fashion Show 2021. Get them, or any questions or any information if you're going to do some PTR testing for, you know, going into the mall, etc. You can certainly email me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can also find me on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. I'm on Discord, I'm on, you know, all the things. If you need to get hold of me, can't get hold of me, please check in with one of the mods, etc. And I will get back to you when I can, because, you know, time zones, I work, I do sleep sometimes. Not often, but, you know, it does happen. So just be patient. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Alrighty? Other than that, I think we have covered all the things. So what we will do, Nisi, if you can take the first one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just realized that we didn't adjust. So big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on our intro, and you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 01, and we all do love that new intro.
Do love this intro. We do appreciate Rush very much, so thank you for that. Now, before I close off, what I do want to say is, again, thank you all for being here to celebrate our 6th anniversary. Greatly appreciated. Again, you know, sending all the big hugs and all our, you know, well wishes, etc., out to Zaya. And, of course, to Epic and Insanity, to his friends and family. I am going to play the outro in full, so I'll probably sit here crying, but he was always the voice I love to hear. He had the voice for radio, the voice for podcasting, and hence why he was always our outro guy. Because he just had one of those voices Stone and I loved in particular. So and he was hugely talented. So we're gonna listen to the whole thing, because we appreciate him and we're gonna miss him. We're gonna miss him a lot. So thank you all for being here. Please stay safe. Be well. And again, ladies, thank you for being here. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay? We're not here next week. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.